Then came the really special invitation. The organizers of an annual charity event called Christmas in Washington asked me to be part of the huge cast of popular performers invited from all categories of the music industry. The event is held in one of the historic buildings in the capital city, and the decorators go all out to completely transform it into a spectacular display of holiday finery. It was the first time I'd done something big for a national television audience, and I was thrilled to be included. Imagine what it was like to stand up there and sing "O Holy Night" and "Bethlehem Morning" and see President and Mrs. Reagan sitting in the front row. Afterward, I was thrilled to be introduced to the Reagans. We shook hands, and Mrs. Reagan graciously leaned forward for a little hug. As we parted, my fingernail got caught in her beaded jacket and broke off. But neither of us said anything. She probably didn't even notice. Whew. I felt a little awkward seeing the little shred of my fingernail stuck in among the beadwork as she moved on to her next guest. But it also gave me a tender thought to store away in my memory. The President and First Lady went home with a little part of me that night. The twins. After enduring a miscarriage, it was a special blessing to learn I was pregnant with twins. Little Anna, when she heard the news, explained confidently that the baby I had lost through the miscarriage hadn't been lost at all, but had simply decided to wait and come with another baby. It seems amazing to me now to look back and think I continued touring, traveling and singing until my 6th month of that huge pregnancy. But that's what I did. The twins were born in late November 1987, right after a couple of other twins were handed to me, a Grammy for the album Morning Like This and another for the song They Say, which I had recorded with Denise Williams. I also received 3 Dove Awards that year and was named Billboard Magazine's Inspirational Artist of the Year for the 2nd time. But none of those honors came anywhere close to matching the joy that swept over me as Jonathan and Jennifer made their safe arrivals into this world. They were robust, healthy babies right from the start, weighing 7 and 8 pounds, delivered by cesarean section. Just as they do today, they instantly brought laughter and love with them.